Imagine for a second that you just hired 1,000 incredibly brilliant interns.
Oh boy. That sounds like a lot of paperwork.
Right. But it gets worse. You hand every single one of them a corporate credit card, you give them full access to your company's core systems, and then you suddenly realize they speak a language you don't actually understand.
And you still have to explain all their expenses to the board at the end of the quarter.
Exactly. That is the absolute nightmare scenario. So, welcome to OpenClaw Daily by Tom Frazier. We're bringing you a really critical briefing today.
Yes, a very timely one.
It's titled OpenClaw Daily by Tom Frazier Rapid Agent Release Briefing. Plain English explainability, cost exposure, and governance watchlist for execs, what launched, why it matters, and what to watch next.
It's a mouthful, but it covers exactly what we need to get into.
Right, because you, as an executive, are facing this massive central tension right now. On one side, there's just this absolute explosion of purpose-built AI agents spreading across your teams.
Oh, everywhere. Productivity bots, procurement assistants, compliance checkers, they're being spun up by the hour at this point.
Yeah, and on the other side, you're under this really intense mandate to keep these agents auditable. You have to keep them controllable and on budget, but, and here's the kicker, without completely crushing the innovation that actually makes them valuable.
And the velocity is what's making this so incredibly difficult, right? We're watching enterprises move from, prototyping agents in a little sandbox to deploying them in live productive environments at just a breakneck pace.
Which is terrifying from a management perspective.
It really is. That speed creates acute risks. I mean, you're dealing with opaque decision making, which is basically a compliance disaster waiting to happen. You've got hidden compute spend hitting your P&L much faster than finance can track it.
Right, because the bots don't sleep.
Exactly. And you have the embedded operational risk of these bots taking consequential actions without any proper oversight.
Which brings us back to those 1,000 brilliant, chaotic interns. Today's briefing is a deep dive unpacking OpenClaw's new Rapid Agent Release.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
It is. It's an enterprise-grade package designed specifically to make autonomous AI agents safer, more transparent, and actually manageable at scale. It really feels like the management layer we've been waiting for.
It definitely fills a massive gap.
But if we're going to manage these interns, the very first thing we need is a shared language. I mean, we have to know what they're doing and why.
And that shared language is exactly what's been missing. You simply can't manage what you can't comprehend.
So let's bridge that communicability gap. Rapid Agent tackles this with its first major feature, which is plain English explainability.
Right, which sounds simple, but it's fundamentally changing how we interact with these models.
Totally. Think about a standard scenario. Say a procurement bot decides to flag and reject a specific vendor contract. Historically, you couldn't just look under the hood to see why.
No, you'd be staring at raw mathematical weights or just these massive, unreadable blocks of code.
Yeah, gibberish to most of us. But Rapid Agent introduces a layer that generates human-readable rationales for what an agent did, why it did it, and what inputs actually changed its decision path.
And the underlying mechanics of how they pull this off are really fascinating. The system avoids dumping what we call raw model chain of thought data onto an executive's desk.
Chain of thought, meaning the literal step-by-step processing the AI does.
Exactly. To visualize it, imagine trying to understand why a person made a choice by looking at an MRI scan of their individual neurons firing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that wouldn't help me at all.
Right. It's just a massive, incomprehensible web of probabilistic connections. It means absolutely nothing to a non-technical stakeholder. So instead, the system translates that chaotic web into concise native language summaries. And it also generates counterfactuals.
Counterfactuals are essentially the what-if scenarios, right? Like, if X had been different, we would have chosen Y.
Precisely. To use your procurement bot example, the system might generate a summary saying, "We flagged this vendor because their security compliance document was missing page four."
Okay, that's super clear.
Right. And then it says, "If that document had been complete, we would have approved the contract." That instantly isolates the specific variable that drove the decision.
That is wildly helpful for an operator.
And to back it up, the explainability layer provides provenance links directly to the data artifacts or the API calls the agent used. You can literally just click a link and see the exact missing page.
I love that. But I want to dig into the why behind this specific design choice. Because avoiding that raw model chain of thought, it isn't just about making it easy for executives to read.
No, it's a massive security and intellectual property firewall.
Exactly. If you publish exactly how the models are reasoning under the hood, those raw logs, you open the door to IP leakage. You basically give competitors your secret sauce.
Or worse, you give bad actors the exact blueprint they need to game your model.
Yes. So by translating this into a native language summary, OpenClaw protects the underlying asset while still allowing product owners and compliance officers to understand the behavior.
It democratizes the oversight. You don't need a machine learning engineer in the room to parse the logs anymore. A compliance officer can read the summary and instantly say, okay, this logic aligns with our business rules, or no, this bot has completely misunderstood our risk appetite.
That makes sense. But let me push back on this a little bit because it sounds almost too convenient.
Sure. What's the concern?
Well, if the system is purposefully withholding the raw logs for the sake of IP protection, and instead is just generating these nice plain English summaries, I mean, isn't that just the AI grading its own homework?
Yeah, I see where you're going.
Like, can we actually trust a comforting, human-sounding narrative if it's potentially masking brittle, hallucinated, or fundamentally flawed underlying reasoning?
That blind trust is the exact trap organizations fall into when they adopt these tools. You hit the nail on the head, it's a critical limitation.
So how do we handle that?
Well, these plain English explanations are incredibly useful for high-level transparency, but they are absolutely not a substitute for detailed, granular audit logs.
Okay, so you still need the logs somewhere.
Yes. The summary is going to omit low-level causal traces for the sake of brevity. Because of that, teams still have to validate these summaries against ground truth during their testing phases.
So if things go south, the summaries aren't enough.
Exactly. If a catastrophic incident occurs, your forensic team is still going to need to dig into those raw, low-level logs. Think of the explainability layer as a translation tool for the business side to monitor daily operations. It is not the definitive final ledger for a legal audit.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So we've established a way to read the intern's translated diary, so to speak.
Yeah.
We know why they rejected the vendor contract.
Right, which is half the battle.
But visibility creates an entirely new headache. Once you understand the logic, the immediate next question hitting your desk is, how much did that single decision cost?
The dreaded P&L question.
Yeah, because if the logic is sound, but the agent ran a massively complex, unoptimized web search that just burned through computing power, I mean, that correct decision might be entirely unaffordable.
And that P&L impact hits incredibly fast when you start scaling these tools. Runaway spend is literally keeping CIOs awake at night right now.
I bet. So how does OpenClaw address that?
With RapidAgent's second major component, the near real-time cost exposure engine, it is built to stop the bleeding before it starts.
And the granularity they've built into this engine is really what stands out to me. It's tracking calls and compute against specific agents, and it parses out the charges.
It breaks it all down.
Yeah, you can see exactly what's being spent on the underlying foundational model, what's going to external third-party API usage, and what's going to cloud compute resources. And you can view this per agent, per team, or per project.
Which is great for visibility, but more importantly, you can put guardrails on it. The system lets you set static budgets, dynamic quotas, and automatic thresholds.
So it actually stops the spending.
Exactly. Imagine a scenario where a productivity bot gets caught in a logic loop, right? And it starts pinging an expensive external database 10,000 times a minute.
Oh, man. Without this engine, you wouldn't know until the invoice arrived.
Yep. With RapidAgent, the system catches that spike and triggers an alert or automatically throttles the bot before you rack up a six-figure bill over a long weekend.
That's huge. It's basically the difference between checking a live credit card app on your phone versus waiting for a shocking monthly statement to arrive in the mail.
That's a perfect analogy.
But just like the explainability summaries, there's a technical limitation here that we really have to clarify. These dashboards rely on something called sampled telemetry.
Yes. This is crucial for finance teams to understand.
Let's break down how that actually works under the hood. Why isn't it just an exact real-time dollar amount?
Well, think of sampled telemetry like taking an exit poll during an election, rather than counting every single ballot in real time. Tracking every fraction of a cent for every single API call across thousands of agents would require massive processing power on its own.
It would probably cost as much as the agents themselves.
Exactly. And it would create severe system latency. So instead of tracking 100% of the activity, the vendor's dashboard samples a representative fraction of the compute cycles and extrapolates the total cost instantly.
which means there's always going to be an occasional delta between what the Rapid Agent Dashboard estimates you spent and the actual downstream cloud billing invoice you receive from AWS or Azure at the end of the month.
Right. The dashboard is a highly accurate directional indicator, not the final financial gospel.
The danger is when finance teams treat the dashboard as the ultimate source of truth, only to get a really painful surprise during the month-end reconciliation.
Which happens more often than you'd think.
I can imagine. But I have a really practical concern about rolling out these strict per-agent cost limits.
Let's hear it.
If you implement static budgets and automatic throttles, won't clever engineering teams just restructure their workloads to outsmart the system?
Oh, engineers are very good at bypassing roadblocks.
Right. If they know the threshold for a single bot is $500 a day, they might just string together a daisy chain of smaller, less efficient agents that each spend $400.
Yep.
They fly just under the radar, but they effectively hide the true cost drivers from the executive team.
That behavioral adaptation is a guarantee. Good engineers will always optimize for the constraints they're given to ensure their projects keep running.
So how do you stop that?
If you restrict them at the agent level, they'll decentralize the workload. The countermeasure is utilizing the aggregate views the dashboard offers. You can't just look at individual agents. You have to monitor the cost per project or per team.
Ah, so looking at the bigger picture.
Exactly. If a specific engineering team's overall cloud spend jumps 50%, but none of their individual agents are triggering alerts, well, you've spotted a structural workaround.
Okay, so you can speak the agent's language now, and you can track their real-time spending. But you still have 1,000 of these bots running around the enterprise.
1,000 very busy interns.
Right. As an executive, you physically cannot monitor every single one of them. It's impossible. You have to manage them at scale, which requires a targeted system that filters out the noise and focuses purely on the most dangerous operations.
And that brings us to the third pillar of the Rapid Agent release, which is designed specifically for that reality. It's called the Governance Watch List.
And what does that look like in practice?
It's a centralized executive dashboard that aggregates high-risk agents. It's essentially the mechanism for revoking the corporate credit card for the interns who haven't passed a background check or who are trying to access the company vault.
And what it actually flags is critical.
Mm-hmm.
The watch list highlights policy deviations, unexpected privilege escalations, and data access anomalies.
All the stuff that keeps security teams up at night.
Yeah. But most importantly, it flags agents based on their capabilities. If you have an agent that is authorized to make payments, issue credentials, interact directly with customers, or move funds, it is going permanently on this watch list.
And the most powerful feature here is the integration with role-based approval flows. It externalizes the oversight.
Meaning it takes the final say away from the developers.
Exactly. If an engineering team builds a new bot that interacts with the corporate treasury system, they can't just push it live. The system blocks deployment until a senior stakeholder logs in, physically reviews the explainability parameters, checks the cost limits, and signs off from the watch list dashboard.
That represents a massive shift in organizational dynamics. Rapid Agent is taking the final responsibility out of the hands of the developers and explicitly dropping it onto the executive team.
It forces accountability to the top of the org chart, but I have to say, it also creates a very predictable, very dangerous operational pitfall.
I know exactly what you're going to say, because if I'm an executive, my dashboard across every software platform I use is already blinking red all day long.
Everything is marked urgent.
Everything. If this new governance watch list is just firing off alerts every time a harmless calendar bot reschedules a meeting, how does this keep me from getting severe alert fatigue, accepting the risk blindly, and eventually just ignoring the dashboard entirely?
Alert fatigue is the absolute Achilles heel of any governance tool. The watch list's effectiveness hinges entirely on one thing: accurate risk tagging at the exact moment an agent is created, combined with a ruthless organizational discipline.
So it's a human problem, not a software problem.
100%. If your teams classify every minor productivity bot as high risk just to cover themselves legally, your watch list will be flooded with false positives. It's the classic boy who cried wolf scenario.
If everything is critical, nothing is.
Exactly. Executives have to mandate a very strict tiered risk taxonomy. Otherwise, you're exactly right. It just becomes another ignored dashboard generating meaningless friction.
Okay, so knowing all of these capabilities, the plain English explainability, the real-time cost exposure, and the governance watch list, and knowing the inherent limitations like hallucinations, billing lag, and alert fatigue.
It's a lot to balance.
It is. So how does an executive actually survive Monday morning? What is the real-world boots-on-the-ground playbook here? Let's get away from the textbook feature list and talk about how you actually operationalize this release.
First things first, leaders need to anticipate structural organizational change. You can't just plug the software in and expect it to run itself. New capabilities demand new roles.
Like who? What new titles are we talking about?
We're going to see the rapid emergence of what you might call an AI product owner or an agent steward. This is a dedicated human whose sole job is accurately tagging the risk of an agent before it goes live, ensuring that taxonomy is respected.
You'll also need a designated finance owner explicitly managing agent budgets and security owners responsible for validating the data access policies.
Right. It takes a village.
And the biggest pitfall in the initial mapping phase is just a lack of discipline. You have to map all of your current and planned agents against that strict taxonomy. You have to ask the hard questions.
Like which automations are touching sensitive financial systems?
Exactly. Which ones are making customer-facing decisions? Any agent falling into a medium to high-risk category must have the explainability feature permanently enabled, and it must have a designated human steward before it's allowed out of the sandbox.
And on the financial side, the pitfall is letting the initial pilots run open-ended. You have to set conservative cost thresholds and automatic throttles immediately.
Before they spend the whole IT budget.
Yep. And more importantly, that designated finance owner must sit down weekly and reconcile the dashboard sample telemetry data against the actual downstream cloud billing.
Right, checking the estimate against the actual receipt.
Because if you ignore that delta for a month, you're going to have a very uncomfortable conversation with the CFO.
Then there's the challenge of executive attention. You have to establish a sustainable cadence. If you try to monitor everything, you'll monitor nothing.
So true.
So build a weekly executive governance digest and keep the signal-to-noise ratio brutally high. Limit it to the top three risk items from the watch list, one significant cost anomaly, and any major policy changes.
Because if you hand an executive a list of 50 alerts, they'll read zero of them.
Exactly. Zero.
The final piece of the playbook is validation. Do not roll this out globally on day one. Launch a 60-day pilot across diverse business functions.
So maybe put one agent in customer service, one in procurement.
Yeah, and maybe one handling internal IT automation. Use this pilot period strictly to tune the alert sensitivity on your watch list and to physically validate the plain English explainability outputs against traditional audit logs.
You have to prove the tool works in your specific, messy corporate environment before you trust it.
Completely.
And I really want to emphasize a broader point about this action plan. These rapid agent features are incredible augmentations, but they aren't panaceas.
They don't magically solve all your problems.
No. You still need traditional threat modeling. You still need rigorous pre-deployment testing. You still need post-incident reviews. Paradoxically, because a tool like Rapid Agents severely reduces the friction for teams to deploy agents, because they can now easily promise management built-in explainability and cost controls, you're going to see a massive increase in the sheer volume of lightweight automations being spun up.
Lowering the barrier to entry means more agents. Mm. And more agents inherently means a much wider surface area for potential risk.
Which demands even stricter governance from leadership. You can't let the presence of a shiny new dashboard lull you into a false sense of security.
Definitely not. And looking ahead, there are specific long-term metrics you need to monitor to see if this implementation is actually holding up over time.
What should we be watching?
Internally, track the ratio of total agents created versus the number of agents that actually have explainability enabled. If that ratio starts to drop, your oversight is slipping and rogue agents are getting through.
That's a great metric.
You also need to track the time it takes your team to triage flagged incidents on the watch list. If the time to resolution is steadily climbing, your team is drowning in false positives and you have a severe alert fatigue problem.
And externally, you want to watch closely how these features map to emerging regulatory frameworks. The EU AI Act, for instance, has very stringent transparency provisions for AI systems.
Oh, absolutely. Vendors like OpenClaw are going to have to legally demonstrate that their plain English explainability and their audit trails meet intense legal scrutiny for high-risk use cases.
Right. Can a native language summary hold up in a regulatory audit when the stakes are massive? We'll see. We're also watching for deeper integrations on the cost side, eventually tying these exposure engines directly into ERP systems so that the telemetry reconciliation becomes completely automated.
To summarize the core reality of this release, OpenClaw's Rapid Agent bridges the vital gap between the rapid grassroots adoption of AI bots and the absolute necessity of executive oversight.
It really does.
It provides the practical levers to improve transparency, enforce budget control, and manage risk. It turns what could easily become operational chaos into a measurable, controllable process.
It gives you the tools to manage the chaos. But I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over before your next deployment meeting.
All right, let's hear it.
For years, a very convenient defense during any algorithmic failure has been, the AI is a black box. We couldn't possibly understand exactly why it did what it did.
The ultimate get-out-of-jail-free card.
Exactly. But now, tools like Rapid Agent are putting plain English transparency, real-time cost tracking, and risk watch lists directly onto executive dashboards.
Mm.
The opacity excuse is rapidly disappearing.
It's gone.
So as oversight becomes this accessible and this explicit, does executive liability for AI mistakes become absolute? If you have the dashboard and the agent still makes the catastrophic error, the blame no longer rests on the algorithm.
Going back to where we started, you can't blame the 1,000 brilliant interns when you're the one holding their translated diaries, managing their real-time credit card limits, and approving their security badges.
Yeah.
The system is finally giving you the management tools you asked for, which means, inevitably, the buck stops with you.
Definitely something to think about as you review your next deployment. Thank you for joining us for this OpenClaw Daily Briefing.